Coming to you from the heart of Silicon Valley, this is CUDA Confidential, the official podcast of the San Jose Barracuda, AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks. Now, here's your host, Nick Nolenberger.
Hey, Barracuda fans, welcome to another edition of CUDA Confidential. I'm Nick Nolenberger. In this episode, we'll be joined by a goaltender who's from Ottawa, Ontario, and spent 4 years at the University of Vermont before turning pro at the end of last season. He made his pro debut in the Barracuda's season finale, picking up a win. We are pleased to welcome Gabe Carrière to the CUDA Confidential podcast.
Welcome back to CUDA Confidential. We are very pleased to be joined by Barracuda goaltender Gabe Carrière. Gabe, first and foremost, how's your summer treating you? You are officially a graduate from the University of Vermont. You're done with your collegiate hockey career. Now it's about being a pro, but how's the summer treating you?
Yeah, it's been good. Had graduation at the start of the summer and done with that chapter, and I'm excited for the next one, but it's been good weather here. Nice to be back home and see friends and family, and it's been treating me well.
Yeah, you're back in Ottawa. What's off-season training like for you back home?
I have my goalie coach that I've been seeing since I was like 10 years old maybe, so I go see him a lot, and then I have my off-ice strength coach that I like to go see too, so I just kind of go see both of them and then spend some time with my family and friends as well.
I'm sure you've had different goalie coaches just depending on the stop each team during your college career, even last year working a little bit, I'm sure, with Nabby and the goalie coaches with the Sharks organization. But having the same one for as long as you had back home, why is that kind of important? Why have you stuck with them all these years?
I think more than just a coach, I think we connect just like as humans. I think we get along well and we're friends. And I think that's a big part. Like, our relationship off the ice helps us trust each other on the ice. With like, if he's trying to give me some advice on the ice, I know I can trust him. He has the best intentions in mind. So I think that's why, I've been with them for so long.
Going into next year, you played your first pro game right in the season finale. And congratulations, by the way, you got
Thank
that
you.
And you picked up a win. So you have that small sample size to kind of set the tone for next year, set the table for you. The goalie position really is it's a unique one, because you talk about goalie coaches and then you talk about other coaches, and most of the time head coaches, assistants, they don't know a lot about the goalie position because you guys are somewhat on an island. So as a goalie, what type of things are you working on this summer? What specifically in your game are you trying to continue to fine tune?
Yeah, so I think obviously going there at the end of my collegiate season last year helped me a lot, just to kind of get a lay of the land and kind of get a taste of what the speed is at the next level. And it was also really good to work with Nabby. So he was able to pinpoint a few things to kind of focus my attention on for the summer, to help me like translate into next year, to make that transition as smoothly as possible. So that's what I've been working on. So it was nice to kind of get a bit of an assessment before the start of the summer.
It's interesting. The goalie room last year was kind of a blend of different guys. You had Etu Makiniemi, who's around 6'2". You had Magnus Krona, Georgi Romanov. Those guys are monsters of sorts, 6'5", in that range. You're over 6', by no means a small guy, but you're not one of those towering goalies. And Evgeny Dabakov put together a illustrious decade-plus career as more on the undersized category in terms of goalie. So you as a goalie, what's your style? And working with Nabby specifically, do you feel like there's some commonalities there, given the fact that you guys are kind of the same size, and the fact that he's telling you different things, it really can probably apply because he played the position and is your same size and probably has a lot of the same skill sets you have?
Yeah, definitely. And I think also with just the insane amount of experience he's had at that level, I think he's seen it all. And I think he's done a good job just identifying what kind of goalie I am. And I think that's a bit of a calmer presence in the net, and I think he's able to identify that and kind of tailor my training and what I need to work on to myself specifically, because no goalie is the same. So a big part of his job is like identifying what kind of goalie you are and what you can work on for you specifically, which he's
what
really
do you feel like
at.
Is your best attribute as a goalie?
I think my calmness. I think when situations get hectic and there's pucks flying everywhere and stuff's going on, I think I try to keep a level head, and I try to keep I try to make it sure the guys know there's a I'll be in there and that, and I'll be steady throughout all situations. So I think just that's my best attribute.
It's funny when I talk to players sometimes how they are off the ice, they are not like that at all on the ice. You actually do seem like a really calm, down to earth guy off the ice, and your play kind of translates that way. You're just very cerebral with your approach, just seeing you in practice, seeing the way you approach games, and obviously putting a career together now going into the pro level. You've had a lot of success in your career. Is that what kind of drew you to the position, that it kind of fit your personality in a sense?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's hard to say what brought me to the position, really. I know when I was a kid, there's like you used to rotate. Like every player would get to play goalie every couple of games, and then when we were doing that, I used to love being goalie. And then whenever I had the opportunity to go full time, I jumped right in. And I think just my personality, I kind of molded my game around that. But yeah, I've loved it ever since I tried it out when I was a young kid.
I know you mentioned to me, we spoke, I think, leading into your first pro game, that your dad didn't play goalie, but he's the one who kind of coached you and got you into the position, was very influential on you playing the goalie position. Does your dad still give you any sort of advice? Do you guys still talk about the position, or at this point, do you more focus on those discussions with your goalie coach?
I think it's more my goalie coach now. I think definitely when I was growing up and starting out, he definitely had a huge impact on me. As I said, he was like my goalie coach to start out. He learned everything on his own to help me out in that sense. But now I think I've got my own sense of what type of goalie I am. And I think he's content with just watching.
With you now starting your pro career, and we've seen it, the history, especially with goalies, is more rich, with guys having to take longer paths to the NHL, maybe not being drafted, maybe playing in the East Coast League. Look at Sergei Bobrovsky. This was an undrafted guy who's going to probably put together a Hall of Fame career. Goalie specific, being a guy who I'm sure has aspirations to one day reach the NHL, is that your approach, that sometimes getting to the highest level, especially as a goalie, is not always a straight line, that there's curves to it, and that you've just got to slowly follow the path, and eventually, as you stack together performances and become a more well-rounded goalie, that you could eventually get to that level? Is that the approach, that this isn't going to be a straight line?
Yeah, for sure. I think from just looking at other goalies' careers, I think it's never the way you intend it to be when you first set out in your career. So yeah, I mean, I think perseverance and just keeping at it, and no matter what's thrown at you, keeping a level head and keep working hard, I think that's the biggest thing. And then I think if you keep doing that consistently, eventually you'll end up where you want to be.
Did you tell me that Carey Price, your favorite goalie growing up? Is that correct?
Yeah.
It makes sense. That era, Carey Price, the gold standard for so many years, makes sense that he was the guy you look up to. Now, Carey Price, not in the NHL, but as you look at a current goalie in the NHL, is there any goalie currently that you look at as maybe the most similar to your style or your build in the NHL currently?
I think maybe Frederik Andersen has a lot of qualities similar to me, but I honestly like watching a whole bunch of guys. Like, I like watching Vasilevskiy, but obviously I'm nothing like him. He's way more athletic than me and way quicker, but just watching a guy like that play, that's like, if try to pick things apart from his game, that's a lot of fun for me too. And Shesterkin too, he's a bit calmer, but I like watching a lot of different guys just to kind of see what they do and what they do to get success, and just kind of picking those apart.
We mentioned you walking, graduating. What did you end up majoring in at Vermont?
Zoology, so animal biology.
Is that a pretty big thing at Vermont, zoology?
The sciences are, I think, they're nursing and just research. It's a big research based school, so that's a big reason I went there. I think I like the sciences a lot, so especially animals. So zoology was, if I was able to study it, I would have. And not a lot of schools offered it at a Division I level, so it kind of meshed perfectly that I went to Vermont because they offered it, so I took advantage of that, and it was a great experience.
What kind of out of classroom activities, field trips did you guys do in those classes?
I think there was a lot of labs, so took a lot of chemistries, biologies, where we just were in the lab for like 3 hours at a time. It's like, it's late at night. I just want to eat a meal, but I'm stuck in this lab. So I think that was like the big difference compared to other majors. I was just stuck in a lab for, it was only once a week, but it was still a big chunk of my time where I'd wish I'd be somewhere else sometimes.
What is your favorite type of animal?
I like birds a lot. I think they're pretty cool. I think it's pretty interesting. They descended from dinosaurs. I feel like that's a cool fact.
So if you weren't going to be a pro hockey goalie, and I guess you could still pursue that career, and hopefully not for many years because you've got just the start of your career beginning, but if you were going to utilize that major, what would you see yourself doing with it?
Yeah, when I was going through the 4 years, I think it kind of, when I first went, I didn't really have an idea what I was going to do, but over the 4 years, I think I realized something with like population ecology. So you kind of monitor a population of animals, and then you determine what in an ecosystem affects that population. So whether you need to increase it or decrease it, what you can do in that ecosystem to have the desired effect you want without destroying other animals or other ecosystems that are connected to it as well. So I think that's the type of field I'd like to join.
Oh, interesting stuff, because here in the Monterey Bay, I live in Santa Cruz, we get a lot of that in the oceans in terms of monitoring, whether it be the fisheries or even some endangered animals. I think they had some seals that were endangered at one point, and just the things they do to kind of monitor that and try to build the population back up. It's interesting, and you always wonder who are the folks that are doing that. So I guess it's people like yourself taking those type of career paths. Looking at the season ahead, getting back to hockey a little bit, you'll be at development camp. Have you ever attended a development camp? And are you looking forward to just getting back on the ice, being around the coaches, kind of meeting some of your new teammates potentially?
Yeah, I went to a camp 2 years ago in Boston, and that was a really fun experience. So I'm really excited to get back to one this year. And obviously I'm excited to meet the coaches or see the coaches again and just get on the ice and kind of just reconnect. And obviously the guys I met at the end of the year who also came from college, they'll be there as well. So seeing those guys again will be a lot of fun.
I want to go back to pre-college, and then we'll lead into Vermont a little bit. Played one season in the USHL before going to Vermont. Why was that an important step to your career and your development curve to come down to the US, play in the premier junior A league in the United States before going to college? Why was that important for your development?
Yeah, I think it was huge. Obviously, I think it was a bit of a step up from the junior league I was playing in Canada. So that was one of the big reasons why I wanted to go there. But outside of hockey too, I think it was really important for me to, that was my first year living away from home. So I think that was a big learning curve, and a really, like, I learned a lot of valuable lessons that year, just how to take care of myself on my own and all that. So it was a really valuable year.
So why Vermont? Why did that end up being your ultimate college decision?
There are a lot of factors. Obviously, zoology, which isn't offered many places. And then it's not too far from home. I think it was about 3.5-hour drive from Ottawa. So that was another big reason. And I just love the area too. It's beautiful with all the mountains, and we have Lake Champlain right by a campus too. And it's a beautiful small town, Burlington. So I liked it a lot in my first impression when I visited.
Well, you're a Canadian kid, and for many Canadians growing up in OHL territory, that ends up being your route. But you end up coming to the U.S. and playing U.S. college hockey. So when did that get on your radar? When did you decide in your mind that that was going to be the path that you ultimately took?
Yeah, obviously the major juniors was always a big, big shining, kind of a goal for a lot of people around here. But I'd always heard of college hockey and how great that was and all the great experiences everyone has had going through that career path. You're just not exposed to it as much here. But I think around my first or second year juniors, when I realized if I hadn't made it to the OHL yet, I'd only have a year or two of eligibility yet in that league. So I figured going to college, taking more time and to really develop my game for 4 years, I figured that'd be more beneficial for me. And I think it was. So I think it was a great decision.
Before you got to the USHL, you played in Kanata. And yeah. Jimmy Howard played for the same program. Is that correct?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Was that on your mind at all that you have a guy who made it to the NHL coming through that same program?
No, it actually wasn't, because I played for the Ottawa Junior Senators before in the same league. So that's where I started the first junior team I played for. And then I got traded to Kanata in November or late November, my first year. And then I only found that out once I got there, but it was cool to find out that he had played there before.
So going into next year, the goalie position again is a unique one because there's usually two to three spots on a team. You're looking to get game opportunities. So what's your mindset going into training camp, whether you start with the Barracuda or you play games in the ECHL with Wichita? What's your mindset going into training camp?
I think it's just working hard every single day, taking small steps forward every practice and getting better every time I'm on the ice. And I think if you do that, good things will come naturally. So I think just not getting discouraged if anything goes against what I think is best. But I think just working hard.
I don't know if you had a chance to watch much of the playoffs, but it's crazy how it works in the playoffs because it's so drawn out in Stanley Cup playoffs. Stuart Skinner, he was pulled, didn't play a couple of games, comes back, was unbelievable. Just the ebbs and flows of the position. And you talked about being even keeled and that being one of your best attributes. Is it crazy to look at that and see how much the position can change from game to game? And for a goalie, does that enhance how important it is to ride the even keel wave as much as possible? Because it can be such an up and down position.
Yeah. I totally get it. Like, confidence is huge being a goalie. And I think that's when you see goalies go on really good runs. And then if things go the wrong way and their confidence dips a bit, maybe their performance changes. But I think just keeping a level head can help you a ton in those situations when you might think like you're underperforming. So yeah, our playoffs are obviously a prime example of that because everything has way bigger stakes. So yeah, it's been cool to watch.
Have you ever had a stretch as a goalie where you just felt so locked in and you didn't want to change anything because everything just seemed to be kind of going in your favor?
Yeah, I've had both. I've had where I feel amazing and I've had the opposite where I feel like I can't stop a beach ball. So I think it's completely normal to go through those ups and downs. And I think that's just part of the position.
So when you're struggling, what are ways that you try to snap out of it?
I think practice for me personally is a big, big part of it. Just going back to the basics and making simple saves in practice, just reaffirming to myself that like I'm here for a reason and I'm not incompetent basically. So I think getting back to the basics and just doing the right, the little things right. And then slowly you'll build that back up.
Are you a guy who likes to see a lot of rubber in a game? If you're seeing a lot of pucks, maybe your defense is a little bit more porous than you'd hope, but at the same time, it keeps you really locked into the game. Are you a goalie who likes to see a lot of rubber, or you'd rather see less shots if possible?
No, honestly, a lot of shots is always fun. I mean, saving more pucks is part of your job and it's fun. But it is hard when there's less shots. It can be harder to keep your head in it. But I do like both. I like having a ton of shots, but if I don't, got to give my props to the D as well.
I know goalies are pretty particular, at least most are, with their equipment. their masks, their pads, and everything that you have to wear because you're wearing quite a bit of gear. Are you pretty particular about your gear, the way it fits, the way it looks? Is that an important thing to you?
I don't know if it's super important, but I think I'd probably say I keep a simpler design on my pads, usually a bit more white, nothing crazy. But in terms of specs, I think I've had pretty much the same specs for a while. So maybe that makes me particular, but I'm used to it, and I don't see myself changing it anytime soon.
You always hear about how important it is for a goalie to be a really good skater. And it's almost hard to kind of comprehend in a sense, because you're basically in a 5x5 square for the entire game. So why would skating be important? But you know better than most, having played the position, to be a really good skater, be strong on your feet is vitally important. In your mind, why is being a good skater so important for the goalie position?
I think it just makes your life a lot easier in the net. I think if you're a good skater, you'll be able to get to the puck quicker, and that'll give you more time to either gain depth to cut an angle of a shot, or just give you more, like you'll arrive at a play before earlier than if you were struggling to get there. So I think it just makes your life a lot easier in the net.
We're talking to Gabe Carrier, Barracuda goaltender. You think about for forwards and defense, there's probably different training in the off season. You're trying to work on your speed. You're trying to work on your strength. For a goalie, different position, different muscles, different movements. What are some specific things that you like to do in the off season to maybe build your body up for the long rigors of the upcoming year?
I think just correcting all the stuff that happens during the season, especially in the hips, strengthening that area, and just making sure it's ready for, as you said, a long season. So I think just the big part is strengthening that area and making sure it's ready to go in the butterfly a lot of times.
Have you ever taken any yoga classes in your life?
Yeah, I have. I've actually taken, there's yoga classes offered at UVM. So I took a few of those there, and it was a nice, pretty easy one credit class.
Most goalies can do the splits, and I'm sure you can as well. So when was the first time that you're able to get down into the splits?
I can't say. I don't know if off the ice I could really go into full splits. I think it's a bit different on the ice, but probably when I was a kid, when I was way more flexible than I am now, just you could do whatever you wanted when you're young.
That's true. A little bit more pliable when you're a youngster.
Yeah.
You're back home in Ottawa. It's a long time till the season starts. You will be at development camp. You've got a couple more months to enjoy yourself and get ready for the year. So what is Gabe doing away from the rink when you're trying to not think about hockey and just enjoy yourself?
I don't know. I like to play basketball sometimes. I read a bit, so I go to the library and get a few books. Other than that, sometimes I cook around the house, and then me and my mom just went to the movies not too long ago. So kind of a bit over the place, but I've been trying out tennis too this summer. So I've been playing with my mom as well, which is fun.
Well, Donovan Hull told me he's a big tennis player as well. He said he's trying to get into golf, but he's not very good at this point. I know golf and hockey, they seem to go side by side, but maybe you've got a potential tennis partner in the future in Donovan.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not into golf either, so maybe that's perfect.
Well, we appreciate the time, man. We're excited to have you again next year. It was great to meet you at the end of the year. I know the season is going to come up quick, but you've got to enjoy the off season as well. So do that. We appreciate the time, and we look forward to seeing you at development camp and then in training camp as well.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
A big thank you to Barracuda goaltender Gabe Carrier for joining us on CUDA Confidential. For the entire Barracuda organization, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying thanks for listening, and so long until next time.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.
Barracuda.